Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Green County Public Health Director, Becky Wolf, now joining us. So thank you very much, Becky, for coming on.
Hi, Coltrane. Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. Well, this time around, Becky, we've certainly had to slug through a lot of heat all of a sudden upon us here this past week, and doesn't really let up. It's going to be sticking around that 90-degree mark, even maybe even seeing 100 degrees as regular temperature. So with that being said here, Becky, can you just first of all explain to us what a heat index is for those that probably don't have a good understanding, because that also gets factored in when temperatures get so soaring hot these days.
Right. So the heat index, what we do is we look at if a heat index of, we start with 85 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay.
So that's the threshold that we look at to prevent heat-related illness. It's like an apparent temperature that combines with your humidity and your air temperature. It gives us a heat index number, and what it's really saying is what the conditions feel like for our bodies. So, you know, if you've got a 112 heat index, then you really should not be outside. That's a lot for your body to handle. The other thing to remember is that, you know, we live in Iowa, we live in the Midwest, we know that it's going to be hot, we know that there's going to be days when we have 90 plus to 100 day degree temperatures, but the thing to remember is that there are still about 600 to 700 people that die every year due to heat-related deaths or illnesses, and they are preventable.
We'll get into that side of the preventable side here in just a second, Becky, but let's just kind of morph our way into the differences between heat exhaustion and heat stroke as the two primary suspects when you're talking about heat-related illnesses.
Yeah. So there's heat exhaustion, and then there's heat stroke, which is a lot quite serious and can evolve into life-threatening conditions quickly if somebody doesn't do something about getting somebody help. So first of all, you have your heat exhaustion, and the symptoms of that are a person will feel faint or dizzy, they'll have excessive sweating, their skin is cool and pale and clammy, you know, kind of moist. They might be nauseated or start vomiting. They have a rapid pulse and it's weak, and they have muscle cramps. If you happen to notice somebody having those symptoms, as long as they are conscious, you want to get them under a tree or getting them into air conditioning, put ice packs behind their neck, in their armpits, in their groin areas, try and cool them down. If they're conscious, you can also consider putting them in a cool shower or a cool bathtub. And then just really try to get them to drink as much liquids as possible. And when I say liquids, I'm talking about water. We don't want people using things other than water, like your energy drinks or drinks that have high sugar or drinks that have a lot of caffeine, because obviously, if you drink a lot of caffeine, you're going to pee it right back out, so it defeats the purpose. On the other hand, if you happen to notice somebody's having the heat exhaustion symptoms, but they're getting worse, they become unconscious, that is a sign that a person is having a heat stroke. And initially, they'll have a throbbing headache. They'll just complain that, oh, my head is just hurting terribly. And the interesting part is they no longer sweat. Their skin is hot and dry. And their body temperature can be above 103, which is critical. Red, hot, dry skin. They might be nauseated or vomit. And their pulse is going to be very rapid and pounding, or what we call bounding for a pulse. And like I said, they may lose consciousness. This is a medical emergency. Do not want to try and give them fluids if they're unconscious. You can cause them great. Want to call 911 right away. Move them to an area where it's cooler. Turn them on their side so that they don't choke if they start to vomit. Try to have some cold packs or ice packs in those areas I was talking about, you know, behind the neck, under the armpit, in between the armpits, in the groin area, anywhere you can. But monitor them and get them help quickly.
And so, Becky, now that we know what to look out for when people succumb to heat exhaustion or heat stroke, and with that dangerous heat index that could play a factor in all this as well, let's talk about some of the preventable means that can hopefully keep us, you know, safe from the sun's rays and the heat of the summer here. And one of those preventable ways is choosing the right kind of clothing to try and help yourself out in the end. Can you tell us a little bit about what people need to keep in mind there?
Exactly. So you want to make sure that if it's going to be really hot out, your heat index is really high, similar to what we're experiencing now, you want to make sure you're scheduling your outdoor activities carefully. You want to wear loose, lightweight, light-colored clothing and make sure you have sunscreen on. You also want to pace yourself. Not everybody is acclimated to working out in the very hot weather. But even for outdoor workers, they should be taking frequent breaks, drinking plenty of fluids, and try to get inside for air conditioning to cool down some. The other thing that's really important is that you should have a buddy system with a friend or a neighbor, especially those that may not have air conditioning, so that each person is checking on each other. You want to make sure you're listening to the local news for health and safety updates. Stay in an air-conditioned location as much as possible. For those that there's people that are more at risk for heat-related illnesses, and one of those are people that are of low income. They may not be able to afford or access air conditioning, so they're relying on a fan. And when temperatures get up to, you know, into the upper 90s and into 100, it's not necessarily going to be helpful to have a fan running because you're blowing that hot air around. So what we really suggest people do is, besides having a buddy that maybe could get them out for a little bit, maybe go to the library when it's open and get cooled down. Maybe go to, you know, a public place where they've got air conditioning where you can go and get away for a little while. Or there might even be some cooling stations available for you.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with our Green County Public Health Director is Becky Wolf, joining us for part one of our two-part series. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.